Welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of Angela Watson's Truth for Teachers. I'm your host, Angela Watson, and I'm here to speak life, encouragement, and truth into the minds and hearts of educators and get you energized for the week ahead. Today, James Sturdivant, high school teacher and author of You've Gotta Connect, is going to share some thoughts on how to incorporate more personal stories into your instruction so that you can build relationships with students. Visit truthforteachers.com to get links to recommended resources and share your thoughts on the show. So today's episode has our very first guest of the season, and as I mentioned, it's James Sturdivant. James lives in Galena, Ohio, and he's worked as a high school social studies teacher since 1985. And he recently published a book. It's called You've Gotta Connect, Building Relationships That Lead to Engaged Students, Productive Classrooms, and Higher Achievement. And I'm really excited about James' topic today because back in Season 1, in Episode 4, I talked a little bit about how to gain energy from kids instead of letting them drain you, and the importance of making connections with students and being your real, true, authentic self in the classroom. And James is going to be following up on that. He's going to give you some practical, concrete ways that he does this in his high school classroom. And he's going to help you find ways to share your stories and your life in your classroom using a template that he calls Show and Tell.
Hey, I remember in kindergarten, every Monday morning we had Show and Tell. And boy, did I love Show and Tell. I learned so much about the other students in Show and Tell. They learned a lot about me, too. But what I really remember about Show and Tell is how it empowered me to approach my other classmates. Because of Show and Tell, they were safe, they were interesting. I was curious about them. And I was empowered by this exercise. I'll never forget the power of Show and Tell. Now, teachers, we're often lectured by principals and other school administrators, you need to get to know your students. That's not easy to do. A lot of those kids can be pretty closed down, and if you try to get to know them before they're ready, it's counterproductive. Now, bonding with students is fundamental to the learning process. John Hattie, in his landmark book, Visible Learning, created a list of 138 influences on student learning. He placed student-teacher relationships in 11th place, far ahead of many things one might think more important. So if you've been tasked to bond with students and you're a bit stumped on how to do it, I'm here to help. Try reverse engineering the problem. Instead of coming on too strong, encourage your students to come to you in order to coax students out of their shells, melt Arctic exteriors, or win over the disruptive, teachers need to be approachable, interesting, safe, and non-threatening. Now, a great way to become approachable for students is to just tell some stories about yourself. Just small stories, just trivial things. And that means that some of you might have to come out of your shells too. Strive to become an adult that kids find interesting. Bring students into your world. Not literally. I'm not proposing you invite them to your house for dinner, but allow them to live vicariously through some of your interesting experiences. You'll be amazed at the power of this simple tactic. Allow students to get to know you. Isn't that the way you forged other relationships? Now, to give your stories more oomph, for more power, accompany narratives with images projected on your smart board. Become a photojournalist this weekend. If something interesting happens to you, capture images on your phone and share them in class the next day. Now, I'm going to give you a little example of one of these video or pictorial essays that I presented to my students one Monday morning. I have a really funny looking little dog. He's part pug and he's part dachshund. A lady in town couldn't keep him, and I heard about him, so I went over to visit and just loved him, so I adopted him. Now that's my dog, Doug, but I also want to talk about our custodian in our school. He's an amazing custodian. His name is George Gray. He's so popular with the students that every graduation, he's one of the staff members handing out diplomas. Now, you've got to be a darn good janitor to hand out diplomas, and George is one of those guys. He stops by my room every day after school, and we just shoot the ball a little bit, and I knew he was a dog lover. Showed him a picture of my dog, and he said, "Oh, Jim, that's a great-looking dog, but his toenails need trimmed." I said, "All right, George, where do I get that done?" He goes, "Well, it just so happens my wife just opened a dog grooming salon." The wheels were turning in my head. I knew exactly what my photojournalist essay was going to be the next Monday morning, taking my dog to George's wife's dog grooming salon. So I took some photographs of my dog riding to her shop, took some pictures of the outside of her shop, took lots of photographs inside the shop of the dog clients or patients or whatever you call them, took a picture of George's lovely wife doing some doggy detailing with a cute little fuzzball on the table, and finally I showed a picture of my pug dachshund suspended in midair like a 57 Chevy waiting to get his toenails trimmed. It was a huge hit, but let me tell you the take home. Right after class, this incredibly shy girl who had never said a word all year walked up to me and with a trembling hand held up her smartphone and said, "Mr. Sturdivant, let me show you a picture of my dog." Oh, what a breakthrough, man. I mean, our relationship grew from that point, and that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't had the chutzpah to share some silly little story about my weekend with class. Now, you have all kinds of opportunities to do this. Now, you might think your life is dull, but it's not. How about sharing these experiences with your students? Let's say you go to a movie and you found it interesting. Show the trailer to class and talk about it. Hey, a new restaurant opened in town and you went. How about becoming a food reviewer? Give it a number of stars or no stars. Talk about the experience. You could detail a particularly challenging workout. Map out a new home construction project with before and after pictures. Show your students some examples of the eyeglass frames you're thinking about. And if you're really brave, you might let them help you choose a new car. And if you're even braver, you might show them a before and after picture of your next haircut. I do this about once a week, and it just works wonders. Now, whenever you talk about this stuff, you're going to get some pushback. Some of my colleagues, they're worried about doing this. They're worried about instructional time and what it might do to instructional time. They're also worried about their image and how students might react. Now, when it comes to instructional time, I certainly think spending a few minutes at the beginning or end of class bonding with kids isn't a waste, particularly if you believe, like John Hattie, that relationships are essential to the learning process. You might just find that improved student-teacher rapport magically leads to better student performance. Now, how's that for incentive? And when it comes to student receptiveness, you know, I get this. I totally understand. Students can be really tricky. When you first go down this sharing path, some kids may be dismissive or hostile. They might say, "What's this got to do with what we're studying?" Or, "Why are you telling us this stuff?" Just remember, folks, one crabby student does not constitute a consensus. The majority of your class might really enjoy your rendition of your experience, but be too reserved to express it. And I've often found that kids who are initially the most persnickety, a week later are the ones showing you pictures on their phone. They might say, "Mr. Sturdivant, guess where my family went to eat last night?" Or, "Mr. Sturdivant, guess what coach made us do in practice?" So if you're experiencing some initial resistance from kids, just be cool and keep trying, man. They'll come around. And finally, these reservations fail to appreciate, and this is most important, contemporary youth are totally comfortable sharing and hearing trivial details of daily existence. Think about what students post on social media. Massive photo albums of themselves, their favorite teams, food, music, movies, shows, games, and apps. Young people are totally down with this form of sharing. They're constantly informing all of humanity, what's up? This ultra-connected online social networking generation is also diligently refreshing the stream of information. So if you come in on Monday and you put an image up on your smart board of what you made for dinner last night, you might think that that's trivial, and you might think that that's odd. Your students will be totally down with it. They won't think it's strange at all. One other thing I want to emphasize, and this is so important, is when you start sharing your life with your kids, you just might morph into an actual human being right in front of their amazed faces. Are so much more likely, so much more possible, if there's a strong bond between teachers and students. Have a wonderful year.
James, thank you so much for sharing those ideas for connecting with students. If you enjoyed listening to what James shared, check out his book, You've Gotta Connect. And if you want to connect more with James, visit his website at jamesallensturdivant.com or find him on Twitter at James Sturdivant. His last name is spelled Sturtevant. So your takeaway truth for the week ahead is this quote from James: strive to become an adult that kids find interesting. Bring students into your world. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic week. You can do this. And remember, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be worth it. Truth for Teachers is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. For more great podcast recommendations, go to edupodcastnetwork.com. That's edupodcastnetwork.com.